CNG on Stray FM's Family Show.
Renewable energy and energy efficiency are massive issues you hear a lot about every day, but they can be difficult to grasp. So I went to quiz Ellis from CNG all about energy to ask some of the most common questions and get to the bottom of it all. First of all, who are CNG?
CNG is primarily a gas shipper and supplier. So we supply gas only to commercial properties, so businesses such as hotels, restaurants, small to medium enterprises. And that's where our huge focus has been on.
If I want to switch to renewable energy, where do I begin?
To start with, one thing that you have to really be driven by is energy efficiency. Before you start trying to get on-site generation, getting solar or getting a big CHP system in your warehouse, you really want to look at where you're using your consumption first, because most likely that's going to be where you're going to make the most saving.
Is reducing my consumption as easy as something like switching off my computer screen when I'm not using it?
It honestly can be, because if you look at it in a way that if something is emitting light or is emitting heat or is emitting sound, that's energy at the end of the day. And we all know that energy cannot be created or destroyed, it can only be transferred. So if something is giving off heat, sound or light, you know that that is energy going somewhere.
And if I switch it off, can I save money?
Switching a monitor off, so it's not got the red light in the bottom corner, will save a small amount of money. And I know it might be only very small, because that little LED light might be a 1 watt light. So therefore, to use a kilowatt hour, which is, as you've seen on a bill, what energy is billed by, if you use 1 kilowatt hour, then you would have to leave that LED light on for 1,000 hours to use a kilowatt hour, and there's 8,760 hours in a year, so therefore in a year you'd use 8.76 kilowatt hours. And obviously the average electricity bill is maybe between 12 and 14p, so you're looking at just over a pound a year.
That's quick maths, but if it's only £1 a year, why is energy efficiency so important?
It's not about that one screen, it's about how many screens there are. Let's see, in your home, you might have one TV, or you might be a business that's got 300 screens, or 500 screens, or 1,000 screens, and it soon does add up. And let's say, for example, we're looking at the amount of screens that might be in the UK. So let's say every household has one screen that they could turn off, and they might save £1 a year, but if there's 25 million households, that's £25 million worth of electricity that could be saved.
£25 million less on energy. Is that bad news for an energy company?
You could say so, and some people would look at it like that, but for CNG, it's not about us as a company, it's about what can we do for the customer. CNG's always been focused on the customer, and we, at the end of the day, won't supply those 25 million houses. We may only supply a small proportion of them, but we know that we're doing it for the right reasons in the long run. And if you can actually go around and actively help people or actively help businesses, then surely you're building up trust within them. And that's what CNG's more about, really. And we also want people getting to a point where they are getting to a stage where they're self-generating or they're actively looking at buying renewables because they know it's for the right reasons. And if CNG can facilitate that, then that's what we'll be there to do at the end of the day.
A big energy drain at the minute is probably people trying to stay cool in this heat. Any tips on energy efficient ways to cool the house?
In the UK, we're all struggling to stay cool. So there's a few different things we can do with that as well. And the best thing that I've always done is, or always found in my home, is managing your windows properly. So opening them up properly. And you open up different height windows, one that's facing, let's say you're facing into the wind on one side, you open up the windows lower, so you open up the lower part of the windows, and you're facing, the windows are facing away from the wind, and you open up the higher part of the window. What that's going to do is that cold air is going to flow in through the bottom window, and then the hot air will rise and go out of the top window. And the reason that's good is obviously we know that it creates an airflow anyway, but the key to it as well is ensuring that you have the right doors shut in the right places, because you've got all that cold air coming in and you don't want that cold air to be lost into the rooms that don't need it to be lost. So make sure that the doors are closed in the right place as well, and that should enable a nice airflow through the house and hopefully cool you down. And there's loads more tips you can buy blinds, then have your blinds constantly down. Have blackout blinds to make it even better. If you're going to really invest in the property, then plant trees that are going to be more south-facing as to where the sun shines. That, though, obviously it will prevent a lot of light getting in, but it will also prevent a lot of heat getting in. So it's kind of weighing up as to what you want.
Is it worth investing money to save energy? Does it pay off in the long run?
It's just doing a little bit of research into kind of the quality of the equipment that you've already got, how old your house is, when did you last update it, how much are you actually spending on energy. Do you ever sit down and get your bill through and actually look at it and know how much or where you could be maybe making savings? And you know, people will start to get a little bit more of an insight as we start to roll out with smart meters across the UK. A lot of businesses are. As they start to do that, people will actually be able to see what they're using, because it'll be on a screen right there for them, and hopefully that'll allow people to get a little bit more educated, a little bit more switched on with it. And hopefully CNG can be as transparent as we can to just help people do the right thing.
If people want to get in touch with CNG about their business's energy, how can they find you?
At our website, so www.cngltd.co.uk, or you can give us a call. You'll find our number on our website there as well, and if you wanted to have a chat to me about business energy, then they can directly ask for me, or I'm sure there'll be many people around that would always be willing to help at the end of the day.
Ellis, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
CNG on Stray FM's Family Show.